You were selling your home, and it sold to the plaintiffs.
A former owner in hot water.
You were asked whether there were any known defects in the pool, and you wrote no.
Correct.
You found that there was a deep cut in the lining.
And it became a financial drain.
You don't call up a pool person and say, well, I just want to know how much a new lining is if there's no defect in the lining. Do you understand?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
George and Kimberly Bonham are suing the former owner of their home, Buffy Deigler, for failing to disclose damage to the above-ground pool.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 82 on the calendar in the matter of Bonham versus Deigler.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Ms. Deigler, I'm going to start with you. You were selling your home, is that right?
Yes.
Where is it located?
In Ponca City, Oklahoma.
When did you put it up for sale?
In 2015, September 2015.
In what year had you moved into the house?
In 05, May of 05.
When you bought the house, did it already have a pool, or did you put in the pool?
Yes, Your Honor, it did have the pool.
So an above-ground pool?
Yes.
And do you know how long the pool had been there?
I would say probably 4 years prior.
And you put the house up for sale in September of 2015?
Correct.
Did it sell in 2015?
No, Your Honor, it did not.
Did it sell in 16?
No, Your Honor, it did not.
Did it sell in 17?
Yes.
In what month?
December of 2017.
And it sold to the plaintiffs?
Correct.
When you put your house up on the market for sale, you filled out a sheet. It's a sheet that everyone who sells a house has to fill out, indicating if there are any known defects in the house. And you did that in September of 2015.
Correct.
And when you filled out that form in September of 2015, you were asked about the pool.
Correct.
Whether there were any known defects in the pool. And you wrote no. Correct?
Correct.
And in September of 2015, when you wrote no known defects, I assume that you and your family had used the pool during that summer.
Correct, we did.
And it was fine.
Yes.
Okay. And then the house didn't sell in 15.
Correct.
And the house didn't sell in 16. And in what month, be very careful, in what month did you first call a pool company about a defect in the pool?
I did not call about a defect in the pool.
You did not make an inquiry at any time about having a new pool lining put in?
Yes.
Yes. In what month and year did you call the pool company and ask about the cost of putting in a new pool lining? Be very careful. Don't look at me quizzically like okay. I'm speaking a foreign language. I'm speaking the same English that I spoke 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
But now you know my direction.
Okay.
Good?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Deigler. In what month and year did you call the pool company inquiring about the cost of a new lining?
I did not call about a cost of a new lining. Well, I guess I did. I asked about it. Yes.
No, you called the pool company. I don't want to hear from you. Don't they know when to shut up? They never know when to shut up. You didn't call the pool company to find out how his wife was feeling. You called the pool company about a new lining. And when you call a company about a new lining, because I know about pools, you say, how much does it cost?
That's what
you asked him.
Yes.
In what month and year did you call to ask about a new lining?
I would say in August.
Of what year?
2015.
So in August of 2015, before you put the house up on the market, you called to find out about a new lining. Now, Ms. Deigler, I'm older than you are. Don't be annoying. You don't look like a lady that does frivolous things. You're not calling to make a hair appointment to say, well, I want to know if you were free on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. I really didn't want to have my hair done on Wednesday at 1 o'clock, but I just wanted to inquire as to whether or not you were free if I wanted to have my hair done at 1 o'clock. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes,
now,
before
you listed the house, I mean, you could have set another date. Interestingly enough, if you had said to me that I called and inquired about a new pool lining in 2016 because there was a problem with it, well, you had filled out the form already. And if you filled out the form when you listed the house in September of 2015, you would have been truthful when you sit. Pay attention to what I'm saying, because now, getting it together. If you, in September of 2015, when you filled out the listing form and you said that there were no known defects in the pool,
don't speak. Listen. There was no known defects.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Mm-hmm, I do.
No, you don't. I just gave you a very viable example that a lady who has a double process would understand.
Okay.
That is, you don't call your colorist and say, are you free at 1 o'clock on Wednesday? I want to have my color done. And she says, yeah, I'm free. You say, well, I just really was interested in whether you were free. I don't want to have my color done. The same way that you don't call up a pool person and say, well, I just want to know how much a new lining is if there's no defect in the lining.
Well, that's what I
do. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
I don't believe that doesn't make sense. It's stupid. And if it's stupid, it doesn't make sense. So if you had said to me, pay attention, and being truthful, if you said, you know what, I filled out the form in August, September. You're blabbering. Pay attention. If you said to me, I filled out the form and there was no damage, which is now what you're telling me.
There was no damage.
Then I would have said, well, you're being truthful. Maybe the pool lining developed a problem after you filled out the form and you just neglected to update it. But if what you just said to me, you're sticking to the story that you called your colorist in August and asked for a September appointment and how much it would be, and you said, thank you very much, I'm really not interested in having my color done, which is what you're suggesting to me. Yeah.
Because the pool liner was fading at that time. So I was in there and inquired about it, like how much would one cost? Just as if you go in and look at a purse.
Serendipitously, Mr. and Mrs. Bonham purchased your house based on what they could inspect in December when the pool was frozen over.
The pool was not frozen over.
Oklahoma in December?
You can always get into the pool. Here are pictures.
I'd love to see it. Are you telling me there was no ice on the pool in December? Is what you're telling me there was no ice in the pool in December?
There was a little bit on the top, but you can always pull the cover over the way it goes on.
That's not true.
Oh, she's ridiculous. She's ridiculous, and she's an untruthful person. She knows what happened, and she knows that there was something wrong with the pool. She put down, according to her, that there was nothing wrong with the pool.
There was nothing wrong with the pool.
Do you work?
I did at the time, yes.
Yes. So at the time you were working, in September you were working, in August you were working. So what you're telling me is you made a special trip to the pool company to find out how much a new lining was because it was fading.
To get chemicals.
Fading the month before you put it up for sale.
Here's pictures.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, when it finally thawed after you bought the house, you found that there was a deep cut in the lining. I'd like to see it.
Yes, we have pictures, and they inquired March the 14th of 2016.
May I see it?
And we do have a video.
I'll look at it.
We have a disclosure statement also, Your Honor.
Shh. I'm going to look at it. Who's Brad?
That's my husband.
Well, this was March 14th, 2016. That your husband...
That's what I said.
This was March 14th, 2016, that your husband inquired of Quality Pools and Spas, 24-round beaded liner, new white goods, faceplate, eyeball, etc., new foam and cove to remove old and install new liner, $650. The whole job was $2,152, which you didn't do. That's March 14th, 2016, which sounds more like it. You can't just pull answers out of thin air. I cleaned that up for you. If you say I don't know, I can find out, but I don't know. But your husband made inquiry and got a proposal in March 2016, well after you listed the house. And unless your husband has nothing better to do than walk around and make appointments with a colorist that he doesn't plan to use, that was because there was something wrong with the pool.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Ma'am?
Does it appear as if you're losing? I mean, I don't know. I mean, do you think you're going to get your own show? It's not going to happen for you. Does it appear as if you're losing?
No.
May I have the sheet now, please?
There you go.
It's highlighted there where it says it's in fine working condition and obviously the pictures.
It was whenever we closed.
Is there a question out there?
It was in fine working condition when we closed.
Wasn't in working condition, madam. Otherwise, your husband, I have a couple of jobs for your husband so that he doesn't waste his time going into stores when there's nothing wrong with a pool.
Okay.
When he's selling a house.
There wasn't when we put it on the market.
Well, if you had said that initially, then I would have had to resort to a different tack in my head. Now, do you have an obligation to disclose and to update a statement that you're giving to a purchaser if something happens to the property subsequently? For instance, if you list your house in 2015 and you say, is the septic tank in good working order? And yes, but the whole septic collapses in 2017. Mm-hmm. Are you obligated to update the seller's statement and say the septic tank broke? Yes, because if the buyer is relying on your statement with regard to certain things that cannot be immediately inspected because of it's either snow or sleet or it's logged close from ice, then the buyer is entitled to rely on your statement. And if your statement is inaccurate, the buyer is entitled to sue you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It was, in fact, in 2016 that your husband asked for a proposal to fix the broken liner. However, Brad signed this statement in November of 2017.
And later today,
she comes back to her vehicle, jumps in, pulls off and grinds, hits the front left of it.
So she had to slide into you from the side, like the wheels turned and she slid.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
George and Kimberly Bonham claim the former owner of their home, Buffy Deibler, never disclosed pre-existing damage to the above-ground pool.
Okay, so now you changed your statement. You weren't aware of it, and it was, in fact, in 2016 that your husband asked for a proposal to fix the broken liner. However, Brad signed this statement in November of 2017. That is your husband's signature, is it not?
I guess.
No, what do you mean you guess? You didn't look. Take a look.
Yes.
Great.
And mine too, as well.
You owe them $2,152.81. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
They had every opportunity to do their inspections, and they did not.
It appears that she saw through the deceit.
They signed the paperwork buying the house as is.
Watch your P's and Q's. Just take care of yourself. You may need it.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Dowdell versus Mitchell Adams, step forward.
Lindsay Dowdell is suing her former friends, Clarence Mitchell, and his girlfriend, Rebecca Adams, for running into her car in her own driveway.
I want everybody to think very carefully when they respond to this question. Please raise your hand if you were drinking on the night of November 24th, 2017. Raise your hand. You were the only one not drinking.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. You were all together.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. He was not present, Mr. Dowdell.
He was not present,
at
but you had been drinking.
No.
Yes, I was.
He was inside of our house.
You had been drinking?
Yes, I went home early.
Okay. And you had been drinking?
Yes, ma'am.
And you had been drinking?
Yes, ma'am.
And where had you all been?
At my mother's house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, does anybody dispute the fact that the plaintiff was not drinking?
I do.
You do? Okay, and you are?
I'm Rebecca.
Okay, so you were all at her mother's house, and I want you to tell me about the 24th and the plaintiff's drinking.
We were all playing card games. It was Thanksgiving, and we had Thanksgiving dinner at her house, her mother's house, and we were, after dinner, we were playing a card game with her family and the two of us, and we all were drinking. I'm sorry.
No, no.
Yes.
That's not an answer. I want you to tell me specifically what you recall about the plaintiff's drinking.
I remember playing cards and her having a drink, as well as me. I mean, that's, I couldn't.
You remember her getting it, you remember yourself getting it.
I remember her getting her own in the kitchen.
Now, your turn.
I was still cooking and getting the food ready to take over to my mom's house. We had already been to three other locations that day. He called me while I was in the process of getting the food ready, said they were hanging out, did we want to? I said, sure, invited him to come over to my house and then us go to my mother's house. She brought a pint, which is a small bottle, so there was only enough for each of them to have like two shots apiece. They finished the pint at my house.
You didn't tell me why you were certain that you had nothing to drink that day.
I was exhausted. I had been cooking all day. We had been going all over the place. I have four children. It just wasn't something that I wanted to do. I had to work the next day.
How old are your children?
18, 11, 8, and 7.
Okay. Great. Now, I'd like you to tell me what happened on that date, because it is your claim that they caused an automobile accident. Your car was damaged. Tell me about it.
We decided to play cards, as she said. We were playing cards. We went to leave my mom's house. My husband left about 10 minutes prior. He wanted to go home and take a shower. We were still finishing our card game.
Okay, he had been drinking.
Yes, ma'am.
Did he drive home?
He did.
Okay. Not a good thing for him to have done.
Exactly.
Okay, go.
I was gathering up the leftovers to take back to my house, gathering up my children, etc. We got in the truck. We went to
leave.
In
whose truck?
I got in my truck. They got in their truck. He's following behind me. I started to go up and around my turnaround. It's a slight hill. He proceeded to go through the grass that's in the middle of my turnaround and wasn't paying attention and hit the side of my car.
May I see the photograph of the damage to your truck?
Yes, ma'am. That's my truck the next day. That's the night of.
All right, so it's clear that you were hit on the passenger
side.
You
can see the streaks.
You could see
going that way.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't know why you didn't go through your insurance.
Ma'am, she filed a claim with my insurance company and denied it.
Yeah, I filed a claim against them and they denied it.
Because they told him a different story.
Right.
I don't believe that your car slid into his.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Lindsay Dowdell says former friends Clarence Mitchell and girlfriend Rebecca Adams are responsible for a car accident in her driveway.
Now, Mr. Mitchell, you were driving?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
You were driving. And understand that I've seen a picture of the damage to her truck.
Yes, ma'am.
And the dent. So it's clear that someone hit her truck and made that sort of indentation and damage. It's not a scrape.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand? So now I want you to tell me your version of the events. You can go over there.
All right, yes, ma'am. Excuse me. All right, Lindsay pulled in and she was parked here as that vehicle. I pulled in and parked in here because we were only stopping by for Rebecca to get her purse to head back home and to drop her daughter off. I was already parked. She was here.
No. She's in front of you.
Yes, ma'am.
She's in front of you and you're following her.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm following her. We come in. She comes in up here. I pull in behind her and park here, and she parks up there. As we park, then she gets out, and she couldn't get in the house with her keys. She comes back to her vehicle, jumps in, pulls off, and grinds. That's right, just like that. But she grinds against us, hits the front left of it, which I have photos as well, that shows you that she grinds on there, hits us, comes up, and stops right here.
You mean she slid into you is what I'm asking you?
Yes, ma'am.
So she had to slide into you from the side, like the wheels turned and she slid. Okay.
No, ma'am.
Just a second.
Oh, sorry.
I'll see the pictures.
Okay.
I have pictures of his truck that night that shows that he was actually in my grass. There's gravel to the side of his vehicle showing that he was clearly in my yard. He wasn't even on my driveway anymore.
I would just like to see the picture of what he's trying to show me, what he's trying to explain to me.
Can I try and explain
it? No. I want to see the damage to your car.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you take a picture in the daylight of the damage to your car?
I did not, ma'am, because I was not concerned about the damage to my car.
Okay.
No, that's not my car.
Fine. Can I see an estimate, please, for the damage to your car? No, it's useless. She wasn't concerned about the damage to her car. Now, did you have the car fixed?
I have not had it fixed yet.
Okay, and I assume that it's a 2011 car. Denali, you do not have insurance to cover collision.
Oh, it's full coverage, but I would have to pay my $1,000 deductible, and then my rates would go up, and I don't feel I should have to raise my rates because he was irresponsible.
That's what you have to do. So you have to go through your insurance, and I don't know why you didn't go through your insurance.
I didn't have the $1,000.
She filed a claim with my insurance company and
denied it. Yeah, I filed a claim against them and they denied it.
Because they told him a different story.
Right.
I don't believe that your car slid into his. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She made her decision, and I just live with the decision that she made.
I'm pleased that they were proven to be wrong.
She always was a good friend, and at the end of the day, justice was what it was.
If they would have reached out to me and tried to handle this outside of here, we wouldn't have had to come here.
Everybody's going to walk away happy.
Real friends wouldn't do what they did.